إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار The Messenger of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام lived on the face of this earth for a period of 63 years. More than half of his life, he wasn't even a prophet or a messenger. He became a prophet and a messenger at the age of 40. And for 23 years, he spread the message of Islam. And in those 23 years, because of the goals that he had and the objectives that he had set for himself, he managed to spread the word of Islam and the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result of his effort, as a result of his high aspirations, as a result of these goals that he had and the intention that he had, Muslims are now to be seen everywhere across the whole of the globe. Wherever you go, you'll find Muslims. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam was one man, just one man at the beginning. And out of this one man came forth a whole nation. As Muslims, we all have different objectives and different goals in life. Some of us, we want to succeed in our workplace. We want to make sure we get that promotion, to become the boss, to become the manager, to get a pay rise. We want to make sure that we achieve these goals. We want to make more money than we made last year. Others maybe want to get married and they want to have a huge family. Maybe others want to have a nice big house. Maybe they've set their eyes on something that they want, a house in a specific part of the, you know, of the town. And they're gathering money, they're collecting money for this objective, for this goal. Each and every one of us has different goals in life, different things that we want to achieve, different things that we want, different objectives, things that we're chasing after, things that we want. Yet every single Muslim should have the same goals in mind. Ultimately, every single one of us, as Muslims, as believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should all have the same objective and the same ultimate goal. And this goal that every single Muslim, every single one of us should share is to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result of seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to attain His reward, to get His reward, to get Jannatul Firdaus, to be able to get the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Paradise itself. This should be the goal of every single Muslim. Every single Muslim in the back of his mind and deep down in his heart, he should have this goal and he should be making his way and trying to achieve his goal in his daily life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talks about how a person, if he makes the effort to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he gains the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he seeks the reward and the pleasure of Allah, Allah will make things easy for him and give him the good of this world. Allah says, "Man kana yuridu thawab ad-dunya," whosoever wants the reward of this world, فَعِنْدَ اللَّهِ ثَوَابُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, then verily with Allah is the reward of this world and the reward of the hereafter. Any one of us who wants to succeed in this life, become successful with regards to their family, with regards to their wealth, with regards to their health, they need to make sure that they are seeking out the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wanting good from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing good deeds to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if someone does this,
he'll be successful in this world, and he'll also be successful in the everlasting life in the hereafter. Yet the question still remains, brothers and sisters, how can we attain this goal of achieving the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal? What can we do to attain this high aspiration, to get this high goal of pleasing Allah and gaining His reward, gaining the reward of Jannah itself, of paradise itself? And I want to mention five ways in which a person can do this. Five ways in which a person can attain this great reward and this goal that every single Muslim should have in the back of his mind. To attain the pleasure of Allah, to gain paradise itself, the ultimate goal. How can a person do this? One of the ways that a person can do this, the first way in which a person can achieve this high goal, is by attaching oneself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single aspect of his life. Whatever he is doing, he always has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the back of his mind. He's always thinking about Allah azza wa jal. And he feels the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever he does something, whenever he says something. Every time he's about to do something, he thinks about what he's doing. Is this action that I'm going to do going to benefit me? Is there any reward in this action? Will I be sinful if I commit this act? And so he thinks about what he does before he does it. And the same with regards to his speech. He thinks about what he says before he says it. He's careful about what he says. And he thinks about what he is saying. Is what I am going to say going to benefit me? Is there any reward in what I am going to say? Is what I am going to say right now to my friend, or to my husband, or to my wife, or to my children, or to my colleagues, is it something which is going to benefit me? Is it going to cause harm? Is it going to upset someone? And so a person thinks twice before he speaks. And that's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whosoever believes in Allah and the last day, فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرٌ أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. Whosoever believes in the last day, then let him speak good or remain silent. If a person doesn't have anything good to say, then he shouldn't say anything at all. And a person should have the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single thing that he does, in every single thing that he says. Allah azza wa jal is ever watchful, and he has the ability to be able to see everything that is happening and everything that we do, everything that we say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what we are doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, inna Allah la yakhfa alayhi shay. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything that is happening. Nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fil ardi wala fis sama, in the earth and neither in the heavens. Everything that happens, everything that occurs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about. Wherever we are, whatever we're doing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what we're doing. We could be in the middle of the countryside, in the middle of the night, in a cottage on our own, with nobody else around, in our rooms, with the lights off, under our blankets, on the bed, doing something on our mobile phones. Yet out of all of these things, being in this solitary environment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly what we're doing. Even though we may feel like we're alone and nobody is watching. And this is why when someone is fasting, for example, and he's at home and there's nobody at home, and he's in the kitchen and he's fasting, yet it's warm, it's hot outside, he's thirsty, he's hungry, he's been fasting for hours in the heat, and there's nobody else around, and there's water there for him to drink. He opens the fridge and there's food inside. Yet he refrains from eating and he refrains from drinking. Why does he do this? Because of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not because of any individual, but because he knows if he ate or drank, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know what he's doing, even though nobody else will know. And so he refrains from eating and drinking. He feels the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever watchful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is someone who can see and hear everything. And he knows whatever we're doing, and he knows whatever we're thinking. And a person should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessings that, you know, we've been given. Being able to see and being able to speak. One of the ways a person can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make sure that he has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has Allah azza wa jal in his heart when he does something, is by increasing in his remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Remember me and I will remember you. A person needs to keep his tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person can't be in the masjid all the time. When a person's in the masjid, his iman increases. Yet when he leaves the masjid, he doesn't have the same level of iman. Yet when a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he's at home, when he's traveling, when he's about to eat, after he's eaten, these adhkar that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us about, these things help us remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Allah azza wa jal for the food. When we travel, we ask Allah azza wa jal to protect us on this journey. So a person is constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam, he would seek forgiveness in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would say astaghfirullah 70 to 100 times every single day. And this is the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam, the one whose past and future sins were forgiven. So what about our position, brothers and sisters? How many times do we seek istighfar? How many times do we ask Allah's forgiveness for all the sins that we have committed in the day? Things that we know about and things that we don't know about. The second way that a person can gain the reward and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and attain this high and lofty goal, this high aspiration that every single Muslim should have, to achieve paradise, to gain paradise, more important than anything else, to be able to achieve Jannah itself. The way that a person can achieve this goal is by making sure he has a relationship with the Quran and with the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many times have we sat down and read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Just sat down on our own, taken some time out of our schedules, 10 or 15 minutes, sat down with the book of Allah and read the Quran. This book in which a person, if he was to read just one letter, he would get 10 good deeds. Just by reading one letter. If a person sat down and read the Quran for 10 or 15 minutes, imagine how much reward he will get. Imagine how much of the Quran he'd be able to read. And how many of us sit down with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and contemplate what it says? Read the translation of the Quran. Try to understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in the book of Allah azza wa jal. What is it that he wants from us? What should we be doing? How are we supposed to act? This book of Allah, which if a person was to read, his iman would increase. This very same book in which the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that no people gather in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reciting the book of Allah, reading the Quran, and studying it, except that tranquility descends upon them because of this. Tranquility descends upon them, and mercy overshadows them. And the angels gather around them because they're reading the book of Allah. The angels gather around them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those people with those who are around him. We like for people to praise us and to mention us in our absence in a good way. When a person talks about us behind our back in a good way, you know, we get happy. Friends of ours, colleagues, maybe our boss talks about us in a good way. You know, family members, other people that we know. We like for people to talk about us in a good way, in our absence, telling people this brother is a very good brother, mashallah, and this sister is a very righteous sister, she's a good sister. And we like for people to praise us in our absence. Now imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, our creator, talking about us in our absence, talking about us with those who are around him from the angels. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about us because of our obedience to him. And a person can only get the remembrance of Allah, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only remember him if we remember Allah azza wa jal. If we take our time to ponder over the Quran, to think about why we're here, to read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the ways that a person can attain this high and lofty goal of Jannah and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for the believers to come together and cooperate with one another in attaining this goal. For them to all come together and to work together in attaining this high and lofty goal of reaching Jannah and the pleasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, we all get together sometimes for pleasure or for business or for money. Yet how many of us get together to remember Allah Azza wa Jal, to go to a lecture, to go to a class, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said in a weak hadith that the wolf only eats the stray prey. And The meaning of this is true. The fact that a person, if he was on his own, then he's an easier target for the shaitan. The shaitan is attracted to the one who is on his own, the one who is isolated, the one who doesn't mix. And he's an easier prey for that, for the shaitan. When a person is with other people, and they're talking about Allah Azza wa Jal, and they're reminding each other of the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then the iman will increase. They'll be stronger when they're together. And this is why Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala tells us to unite, tells us to be together. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on to the rope of Allah and don't differ amongst yourselves. When a person is with other people and they're together and they remember Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, this makes them stronger. This gives them more strength to be able to worship Allah, increases their iman. So a person should cooperate with his fellow Muslims, with her fellow sisters, so that they can attain this high and lofty goal. These are all methods in which a person can attain this high and lofty goal of achieving the pleasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gaining the rewards of Allah azza wa jal. From the ways in which a person can achieve this goal, the fourth way is by using our intellect, using these brains that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us to be able to worship Allah in a better way, to be able to please Allah Azza wa Jal, to be able to use the intellect that we've been given and doing those things which will please Allah and being able to differentiate between those things which are good for us and those things which are bad for us. Being able to use this intellect in a positive way, to be able to use this intellect Islamically. What is good for me and what is bad for me? Sometimes we take so much, you know, effort, we use so much of our brains, so much of our intellect, so much brain power to gather wealth, thinking of ways of how we can make money. Maybe if I sell this, maybe if I sell that, I'll make some money. And we think about different careers that we can have, different jobs that we can have. How can I make more money? And we think about different ways of having fun, different ways of entertainment. How can I enjoy myself today? What things can I do? Where can I go? Yet how many of us spend that same amount of brain power just thinking about seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can I please Allah azza wa jal today? What things can I do? What acts of worship can I do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can I attain the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal? How can I attain the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This human who's been given this intellect and he's been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this intellect, how is he using this intellect? How is he using his brain power? How is he using this gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is he using it for good or is he using it for evil and for bad? The fifth way, brothers and sisters, of attaining this goal, this high and lofty goal of Jannah itself, the ultimate goal, the Akhirah, a life which will never go away. The hereafter, a place where a person won't ever die. He'll be in paradise forever. There will be no death in paradise. And a person needs to start thinking about how he can attain these goals or how he can attain paradise. Because this world is something which is temporary. A person, if he's been blessed by Allah, he may live 50 years or 60 years or 70 years. That's if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses him with this. And a person needs to think about the fact that he'll spend more time in his grave than he will alive. You'll spend more time in your grave than you will alive. So why is it that we don't make more effort for those provisions that are going to follow us into the grave as we do when it comes to other acts that we do while we're alive? Things which won't benefit us, worldly things. A person needs to really ponder over this, really need to think about this. The fifth and final way of being able to attain this goal of Jannah, this goal of paradise, is by cutting off and staying away from those things which are preventing a person from attaining this goal, from attaining this objective of paradise itself. Cutting off and staying away from those things which are preventing him from reaching this goal. For example, a person who mixes with people who he knows that if he's with them, if he associates with them, if he socializes with them, they're not going to help him attain this high and lofty goal. They're going to pull him back. They're going to prevent him from reaching this high aspiration that he has. People who, you know, have a negative influence on him. They're having a bad influence on him. The way they speak, the things that they do. Maybe they're smoking marijuana, maybe they're smoking spliff. And a person, he might think, I'm not smoking anything, I'm just with them. But the effects will rub off. The way they act, the way they behave, the smell. Because he's with them, it'll have an effect on him. The Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Al-mar'u ala dini khalili. That man is on the religion of his friend. فَلْيَنْظُرَ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلِ. So look at who you become friends with. Be careful about who you socialize with. Because consciously or subconsciously, you're going to be affected by who you socialize with. You're going to be affected by those people, by the things that they say, by the things that they do. Because you're with them all the time. They're the ones who are influencing you. And from the things that can cause a person to stay away from this high and lofty goal, to prevent him from attaining this goal, is things such as watching bad television channels. A person who spends his time with this box, and he watches things which he shouldn't be watching. Imagine that you lived 100 years ago, or 1,000 years ago, and you time travel to this day, and you went into a house, and you went into a room, and you saw a man and a woman, and three children, all staring at this box, and they're not saying anything to anyone, they're not talking to one another, they're just staring at this box, and they're looking at this box, and they'll laugh sometimes, and sometimes they'll cry. And they're looking at this box for hours and hours, not talking, not speaking. You'd think that this box had put a spell on these people. You'd think that there'd been some kind of spell and that they were in some kind of a trance with this box that has some sort of control over them. And we think about the state of the people today, and this is the case with many of us. We spend so much time on this thing, and this thing influences us so much. You know, a person watches something, watches a television channel, watches a television program, and he watches it so much that he starts to speak like those people who are speaking in that show. Maybe it's not something bad, but it's just words and slogans and catchphrases that he might have heard so much that he ends up repeating it. And we see this in children sometimes, how they pick up things. So it's very important for a person to make sure that he's careful about what he sees, to make sure that he knows that whatever he sees and whatever he hears is going to have an effect on him. The Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, "An-nadru sahm min sahmi iblis." He said that the sight, the eyesight, is a poisonous arrow from the arrows of Iblis. Sahm min sihami iblis. Man sarafa nadrahu. Whoever stays away and refrains from looking at something that isn't halal for him, he lowers his gaze. He avoids looking at things which are forbidden for him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace that with a sweetness in his heart until the day of judgment. He'll bring about a sense of sweetness in his heart because of the fact that he obeyed Allah, because he avoided looking at things which are forbidden to him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he cures us of any of these illnesses that we may be having. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We were talking about how a person has many different goals in life with regards to money and getting promotions and maybe buying us a specific house in a specific location. And he always has these goals in mind. Yet every single Muslim should have the same objective and the same goal, the ultimate goal, which is Jannah itself. attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we mentioned five different ways in which a person can attain this goal. How can a person come closer to attaining the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal? And the first was attaining or making sure that he has an attachment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single thing that he does, in every single thing that he says. He's conscious and he's wary of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second way of achieving this goal was making sure that we have a relationship with the Qur'an and with the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam. And the third was for the believers to come together, to work together, to cooperate in making sure that we can all attain this high and lofty goal. And the fourth was using our intellect for purposes of good, using our intellect to be able to get closer to this goal of achieving the rewards of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the fifth was cutting off and staying away from those things which are preventing us from attaining this goal. Now, is there any action that we can do which encompasses all of these goals? Is there one single act of worship that a person can do which encompasses and combines all five of these things? One thing that we can do which has all of these things in them. And we can say, yes, there is. That one act of worship that we can do which has all of these five goals inside of them is the salah, the prayer. When a person prays, doesn't he have an attachment to Allah Azza wa Jal? Doesn't he think about Allah Azza wa Jal when he's praying? The Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that the salah is a conversation with you and your Lord. So you're conversing with Allah. You have this link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the prayer itself, doesn't a person read the book of Allah Azza wa Jal? In every single rak'ah, he reads Surah Fatiha. He reads another surah. He thinks about what he's reading. He contemplates what he's reading. And he reads the book of Allah. And he increases his relationship with the Qur'an. Doesn't the salah bring people together? When a person prays in congregation and the Muslims are together, he's with other Muslims and he's praying with them. And he increases a person's iman. It makes all the Muslims come together and pray in one place at one time. And also, a person uses his intellect. He thinks about what he's doing. He thinks about the salah. He thinks about the prayer. What he's going to say, how he's going to say it, the actions that he's doing, what supplications he's going to make when he's in sajda. And so he's thinking about the salah. And also, when a person prays, he cuts off from everything else which is preventing him from attaining this goal. When he starts the salah, he says Allahu Akbar and he raises his hands. Nothing else matters. It's like as if he's saying nothing else is important. Nothing else matters. Now I'm in a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing else matters. He cuts off from everything else. Any worldly affairs, any worldly issues that he might be having, any problems that he might be having don't matter anymore. Now he's focused on his conversation with Allah for the next 2 or 3 minutes. And so the salah, brothers and sisters, as the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam said, that salah is miftahul jannah. The prayer is the key to paradise. If a person wants to be able to enter paradise peacefully and easily, then he should look at his salawat. He should look at his prayers. If there's anything wrong with his prayers, he's going to have problems entering paradise. If his prayers are correct, if his prayers are sound and they're good, then everything else after this will be easy for him. And it'll be easy for him to enter paradise. And a person should cooperate with one another to be able to attain this goal of attaining paradise, achieving paradise, the great reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of those ways is by attending lectures, by attending seminars, by attending any events that happen in masajid. And we're grateful and we're thankful to Allah azza wa jal that we're able to have scholars coming here. And as you may know, we have this event coming up, the winter conference, the chosen lessons or pearls from the lives of the prophets. And it's encouraged for people to come and to benefit from the scholars, to learn about the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much do we really know about the prophets of Allah? What do we know about them? How much have we actually thought about the lives of the prophets and lessons we can take from their lives? So I ask Allah Azza wa Jal that we benefit from what we've heard today and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us to be able to attain the high and lofty goal of Jannah itself.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الله يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين في الشام. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين في العراق وفي أفغانستان. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين في فلسطين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. إن الله يأمركم بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم ودعوه على نعمه يزدكم. ولا ذكر الله أعلى وأولى وأكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
يعتدلوا صوص صفوفكم. Straighten your rows. Straightening the rows is from the perfection of the salah. So make sure your rows are straight.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى وما خلق الذكر والأنثى إن سعيكم لشتى فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى وأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى وما يغني عنه ماله إذا تردى إن علينا للهدى وإن لنا للآخرة والأولى فأنذرتكم نارا تلظى لا يصلاها إلا الأشقى الذي كذب وتولى وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن